Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the decline of Outside Magazine and its connection to a shifting vision of the Mountain West. Let's dive in.
Wow, a tech entrepreneur buying a beloved magazine. It sounds like a recipe for, well, something. What happened exactly?
Robin Thurston, the tech guy behind MapMyFitness, buys Outside with big dreams, creating an Amazon Prime for the active lifestyle. Acquisitions, a new HQ, the whole nine yards. It looked promising at first.
So where did things go south? Was it just the changing media landscape?
Partly, yes. But the article hints at something deeper. Mismanagement, a disconnect from the magazine's identity, and maybe a touch of hubris on Thurston's part.
Hubris? Like what?
Well, Thurston predicted Outside Inc. would make $380 million from digital subscriptions in a few years. That's more than the Washington Post and the Atlantic combined. A bit, optimistic, no?
I see. Interesting. So, the focus shifted from long-form journalism to, what? NFTs?
Yes, the Outerverse. A marketplace for NFTs promoting wellness. It flopped. Remember FTX? Bad timing, perhaps.
It does seem like a disconnect from Outside's legacy of investigative journalism and adventurous storytelling. Wasn't Into Thin Air first published there?
Exactly. And when the author of the article asked Thurston for another example of Outside stories that fit his vision, he could only name Krakauer's piece. There was a long pause. Then Thurston said he'd think about it.
Ouch. What about the staff? How did they react to all this?
Not well. Layoffs, a shift away from hard-hitting stories, and a general sense of their beloved magazine being gutted. 36 contributing editors, including big names like Hampton Sides, requested their names be removed from the masthead. It was a big deal. They felt the soul of Outside was being lost.
I got it. Sounds like a classic clash of cultures. The tech mindset of scale and disruption versus the slower, more deliberate world of print journalism.
Precisely. And the Mountain West itself, which Outside represented, is also changing. Ski resorts bought by private equity. Dirtbag climbers priced out of towns. It's a bigger story than just one magazine.
So what's the future of Outside?
Well, Thurston's now focused on the Outside Festival. Think TED meets South by Southwest with a climbing wall. He's still betting on experiences, but whether that resonates with the original Outside audience is another question.
It definitely seems like a shift. Almost feels like the end of an era. What a complex and fascinating story. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening. Catch us next time for more insightful discussions. Until then, explore the world, embrace the outdoors, and maybe pick up a good old-fashioned magazine.
Goodbye.